So if you do a select asterisk from cat, cat involves the table name and the table type, and so it gives it. So that's a good way of being able to see the stuff. The other interesting thing is, notice the not null down here, and actually we're going to get into that today. Okay, lamp approach. Please prepare lamp for replacement. Oh, goody, goody, goody. I think probably I should walk across the hall and tell somebody that.
There's a select stuff. So there's the table type, right? Here's what I did. I did select stuff from. Oh, wait a minute. I've got it.
Oh, yeah.
I do maybe from cat. I do cat. Select stuff from cat. Where? Table type. Let's try that.
I might have just been at the right moment.
So it came up and it said
that.
Right.
Came up and it said NAMP lab is in need of replacement.
Yes.
Perhaps you need a replacement. Oh, that's what you said to me.
And our solution to this problem is?
Place the lamp.
What's up? I'm not doing it right now.
Okay. But how long do I have?
Do you need to know?
No. I just want to know if I'm going to get through all my classes.
I think if we treat it like a surprise, like when you come in tomorrow, you'll just be happy.
I appreciate that. He's in the middle of doing something right now. But
it'll be done tomorrow morning.
No. I want to know how long I have today.
How many hours do you have in this room?
It's not like that.
Oh, okay.
How many hours do you have in this room today?
Till 2.
It'll be good till 2.
Can I have that in writing? Okay. And does anybody believe this? Okay. So, the not null that you see here basically tells us that that's the primary key. Okay, so when I make a primary key, which is what we're going to look at today, when I do a DESC and I see not null there, then I know that that is the primary key. Okay, so just as an aside. Yeah.
I just got your email now.
Which one? Never mind. That's okay.
After class.
Okay. Yeah. 150. Okay, so we're going to look at indexes, primary keys, and foreign keys. First of all, an index is something you can set up to help searching. So if I do a query and I say I want to see all names that start with whatever, it's got to check every single record in the database, unless I have an index. And if I have an index, the index has the order by a certain thing. So if I see all A's, I want to see all A's, it can use the index to find all A's. And when it gets to B's, it can say, okay, I'm done. So an index basically will cut down the amount of time to do some queries. The problem is that an index has to be maintained, and it's done automatically when you put things into the table, but it takes time. So you're using time when you are updating the table to do that. And so the index, you know, has to be maintained and has to be current, and that means it takes time to have to do it. Not particularly time that you have to spend, but time that the system has to spend. So an index, a primary key is also considered a index in that if I choose a field as the primary key, then it's going to have an index on that primary key. And that means it can go in and find a particular key that I want a lot faster because it's indexed by it. Okay, so it can go in, for example, and look at the middle thing and say, is it greater than or less than the middle? And it's automatically, you know, eliminated half the records. And then take the split, the half that you're in, and that sort of thing. And that's a simplistic example. It's got a far more complex index than that. But that's what gives you the idea of what an index can do for you. Okay, so we're going to go in, and this one probably really shouldn't have been labeled indexes, but it was. So I can have an index that I can set up, and we're going to get into how to set all those things up as we go through this. And that's why I said I would say that it would be best to go through it. There is also a series of constraints that you can have. And the constraints are I can check for something. I can have a foreign key. I can have a primary key. I can check for a column being null. And I can say that something has to be unique. Okay, so even though primary key requires uniqueness, but I might have another field that I want to be unique, so I can do a unique without doing a primary key. Okay. So those are the things we're going to look at. And select asterisks from user constraints for a particular table, and we'll see that after we've set some things up, we'll show you any of these constraints that have been set up. So you can say select asterisks from user constraints, and then you really want to specify a table because you don't want to see all the constraints on all the tables. So you're going to specify table name equals, and like other things we've seen, the table name has to be in uppercase or it's not going to work. Okay. So, as I said, I honestly think the best way to do this is to just do what I'm doing here. I've got a, very small table. I've made a couple of small tables. I'm interrelating the tables. I'm doing all the things. So today is going to be a keying exercise because I think that that's the best way to learn it. And if you want to do it in PuTTY, feel free. Needless to say, I wouldn't do it in PuTTY, but that's your choice. So I'm going to start out, and I'm going to say, create table, try key one. Okay, so I'm creating this table that I've got here. And I said, ID number is number 3. And the constraint I am putting on this is I want it to be the primary key. Now, when I put in constraint, and we'll look at different ways of doing this, but when I use constraint like this, it wants a name, and that name will show up when I say use the constraints. So you want to have these names have some kind of meaning. Okay, and so what I did is I said ID number underscore PK, and PK means primary key to me. So that means that I am setting this up as a primary key, and so when I look at the constraints, I will know, and so I tend to do that. And so there's the primary key, then I'm doing a comma, and I've got a name, which is VARE CARE 2 for 20. And then I've got a department number, and that is a number of two digits, and I'm putting a constraint on that. And my constraint is a valid department check. So I've got CH at the end here because it's a check, okay? And I don't remember less than 20 was what I wanted. And so this is a check, which is another one of those constraints I had up at the top. I don't have to capitalize that. Check, and then I'm saying I only want department number to be greater than zero and department number less than 20. Okay, and I've created that table. So then I came down and I started doing some inserts. So I said, insert into try key one values 111 Susan Smith, department 12. And quoted spring, not terminated. So I'm going to edit that and put in my quote. And now do a slash. And I've now got one row created. So then the next thing I wanted to do was test these constraints that I put in. So I said insert into try key 1 values 1, and I did 111 again. David Johnson. And comma, department 10. Unique constraint violated. And that's what I wanted. Okay, so I tried to put in another key of 111. I'd already used 111 up here. I tried to put in 111 down there, and it tells me it won't let me do it because primary keys have to be unique. And so adding a second 111 means that it's no longer unique. Okay. So I can then go in, and the next one I wanted to do was test the other error. And so I said insert into try key 1 values. And now I'm putting 222, so that one's okay. And I've got Josh Anderson. And I've got 24. And I put that in, and it comes back and tells me it's a valid department check. Notice in coming back and telling me this, it is giving me the error using the name that I put in there. So that's another way that it helps me, you know, because I'm getting the error that I put in there. Okay, so if I now do select, select user constraints where, what is it called, table name. Equals try key 1. Okay, that should have been a from. Select asterisk from, didn't I? Didn't do. Okay, so I've got to do an edit. and I need select asterisks from. Okay, and you can see it went on and on and on because there's a gazillion constraints. Okay. So probably doing a select asterisk is not, it's not even going to let me go up any further. Okay, it's not a good thing to do. So I want to find the name, and I can't remember what the name is. Does anybody see one that is?
What are we looking for?
Some entry that makes sense, like my valid department check or my valid PK. There they are.
You.
There's my ID number, PK. I suspect it's the constraint name. So if I come down here and say select asterisk, oh no, I want DESC, sorry. DESC user constraints. So let's see, owner constraint name. That sounds like it should do something for me, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Constraint type. Index owner, index name, we saw those. All right, so let's say select constraint name, constraint type from user constraints where table name equals try key one. Okay, and it did come back and show me the two constraints that I had set up and their type. So one of them is a primary key and one of them is a check. So ID number PK is a check, primary key, and valid department is a check. So it came back and told me that those are the constraints associated with this table. And that's what I'm looking for, is what constraints have I set up for a table. So if I forget what constraints I set up when I made the table, I can go back here and find out what constraints there are on that particular table. Okay. Okay, so now going down, we got the department was violated, and then when I did a select asterisk from try key, that's the only name I got because the other two got kicked out. Okay, I wasn't allowed to actually do the insert when I had a primary key that was not unique, and I wasn't allowed to do it when I tried to put in a department that was outside the range. Yeah.
You know, I have an idea as to why you would want to constrain your own data, but can you explain why we would want to do this as...
Well, the constraining of the data is, I mean, my company only has department 1 through 19.
Oh, all right, okay.
And so I don't want anybody being able to insert a wrong department. And as for primary key is more that gives me the ability to access the record. And if you ever mess up a record and you have to go in and maintain it, you say thank you for a primary key, because having the primary key allows you to do the set da 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 where ID number equals, and you know you're only going to get one record. And so there's a lot of different things that you run into that you want to get a particular record, and having something that nobody else has is of value. Okay. I mean, I've done some mess-ups on creating a record such that, you know, I was really glad I had a primary key on there. Okay. So, this one goes through, and as I mentioned before, if I do the DESC of try key 1, I see the not null, which told me that I had created the ID number. Okay, the not null tells me that I have created the primary key, the ID number as my primary key. Okay. So, questions. Okay, so the next one we're going to look at, and as I said, when I was going over this weekend, I finally decided that, you know, really just stepping through this one at a time was going to be the best way we could cover this, because it's real important, especially the primary key, and when we get into foreign key, the foreign keys. And these constraints are also important, so I just think it makes sense to do it this way. So we're going to do the next one, which is create table try key SNC. Okay. And I've got a department number, which is a number, and it's a 2-character, and I'm putting a constraint on that. And so I said department number second PK primary key.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so any primary key would say not null, and that's how you know it's a primary key?
Yeah.
When you describe it?
Yeah.
Is everything that's not null a primary key then?
No. If you put the unique on, it also, or if you put the not null on, rather. I said unique, not null. It can also do that.
So not null would just mean you can't have a null value.
No value there.
But it's not necessarily a primary key.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how you can get it to specify primary key.
Yeah.
You can always just do a, no, that isn't. Let me think about that, because I think there is a way that you can get it to actually say that this is a primary key. But the number of people that use not null means the odds are pretty good.
Okay. That's not a common thing.
Right. And the reason is that if you don't think of it at the beginning, you can't do it.
Is that try key SNC?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have it up on your screen or not?
Okay. Yeah, I do, but I don't remember a spot.
Okay. Yeah, try key SNC.
Yeah. You're naming the key as department, no SND.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, within the. Within this, it's the department number that's the primary key. Okay, but I'm giving it a name so that if I ask it to show me the constraints, it will show me that particular one. I mean, you know, one way of finding the key is this constraint thing that I just did. You know, when I did the constraints and I asked for constraint name and constraint type, I got ID number and a P for primary. So that tells you for sure what the primary key is. Okay, that P is for primary, because I said select constraint name, constraint type. And apparently constraint name was if we go back up, constraint name is apparently a very big field. It's 128 characters, so therefore the next thing, which is type, is down on the next line.
So you're naming your constraint on that field?
Yes. Yes, I'm naming it in the sense of then when it goes wrong, it comes up with that name. And when I want to go and look and see, it comes up with that name. So it's just, you don't have to give it a name, and then it will provide a name for you. But then good luck if you want to have any make any sense out of it. Yeah.
I actually don't understand why, with the Tri-Key SNC table, I don't understand why the line values 14... information system is invalid, or is like...
Wait a minute, whoa, I got lost.
I think I...
Where are you? I'm sorry. Try again.
You know the Tri-Key SNC table?
That's the one I'm just creating at this very moment.
Alright, I jumped a little bit.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So I've got this particular table, and I'm hopefully... Yes, table created. Yay. Okay, so now I'm going to put values into this one. Okay, but if I also wanted to see the constraint name and type, I can do select constraint name, and that's not on the handout, but constraint type, or at least not in this place, from user... constraints where table name equals try key SNC is this one, right? And that shows me my two, and it tells me the P for primary and that the unique one was unique. Okay, so I know I've set up a unique, and I know I've set up a primary, and that gives me the information. Okay, so now I'm going to add something to this table. So I'm saying, actually, I don't think I showed you that add, did I? Okay, insert into Tri-Key SNC, and I'm going to be putting in values, and it was a number, so I can just put in the number, and information systems. Value too large for column. Yeah, that would do it. Okay, so I've got to do an update. Okay, somebody help me out, because I always have this problem when I do an update. I want to write the word table here, but I can't remember whether it's because I want to or because I should.
You should write the name of your table there, because I believe it's alt.
Okay,
table.
But should I also
no.
say table and then the name?
When you do an alter.
I don't think so.
It's only an alter. Okay, so update, and I'm updating Tri-Key SNC, and I want to set department name. Set department name equal to VicCare 25, maybe. Did I want 20? Have I got this right? No. How do I do that? How do I change the type? It's terrible. I don't remember. Okay, all of you people who remember, quick.
Is it
modified?
It's not equal to. It's not
modified. Maybe I should. That's right. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, that should be an alter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alter. No, you are altering.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm sitting there typing and saying, how am I going to type this? And then Dawn suddenly broke on, well, he helped and you helped. Dawn suddenly broke that the update is to modify data, alter is to alter structure. Okay? We know this. I'm especially supposed to know this. So alter, table, what?
Try
key SNC, and now what do I do?
Modify, and then put in parentheses the field, department.
Yeah, I don't remember the structure, so you've all got to figure it out and tell me.
Modify, and then put in parentheses the department number, and then you space it, and it's var char, whatever the amount of characters are.
So say that again.
So it's modify and then parentheses.
Yeah.
And then field name.
Field name, which is, where did I do the field name? Department name.
Yeah. And then it's space and then var char to whatever the department.
And I want var char to.
Department, whatever character.
And I want 20. Missing right parenthesis.
Yeah, you just went after yeah. 20.
So edit, and I need to have a parenthesis there. And this is why I never give a closed book test, because I would flunk. Okay, you know, the purpose of this whole thing is not to have every one of these things memorized down cold. The purpose is to know where you go and look it up so that you get the structure if you don't remember it. And we've got the structure now. So now I'm going to do a DESC of try key SNC. And we now have a number and a var char 2 of 20, so that's looking good. So now I can do a insert into try key second, and I want to insert values of 12 and information systems. Ta-da! We managed to create a row. That took a lot of effort, but we managed to create a row. So, we went from this down to that. But there was a few little hitches in between. Okay. So now I am going to try to do another insert in here. But, okay, I now have a department. Okay. You know what? Where am I? I've just created that. I just created that. Now I'm at the 14. I started going down. Okay. I got enough sleep last night. Insert into try key second. Here we go with the 14. This is where you were coming in 20 minutes ago when I, before we started the whole problem. So we're inserting, and I did have the insert up there. I just jumped down too much, apparently. Insert into try key second values 14. And then information systems. Okay, and it's telling me unique constraint was violated. Because I said, when I created this table, I said the department name had to be unique. And so when I tried to give department 14 the same name that I'd given to Department 12, it yelled at me. Okay, it wasn't the primary key problem. It was that I'd set up the unique problem and said I wanted that field to be unique.
So you can only use 12, in other words?
No, I can have, I can do an insert in here, and I don't want to mess it up because I don't know what's coming. But I can do 14, but I'd have to call this info, SYS, or something like that. And if I called it info SYS, then it would let me put it in there, okay? If I tried to put in another 12, it would also knock me out, but that would get knocked out based on primary key. This got knocked out based on unique name, because I had said that I wanted the name to be unique. Now, that's not used as often as check. You know, check is a really used often. Unique is how often do I want a field to have to be unique. That's not the primary key. Not that often. But that's how it works. The other constraint that they had up there was a not null. And the not null constraint you better do when you first make the table. Because once you have data in the table, and you try to, let's say, add a column and say it can't be null, it's going to yell at you. So not null is one of those things that you try to do at the beginning, and there's an example of it down further as we go. Okay, so on the next one, I'm setting up a foreign key. And I'm going to actually pull this out and read what it says there. In the example below, I created a new table called TriKey2. Okay, so I'm madly creating table after table after table here to illustrate this stuff. That has an ID number as the primary key and department as a foreign key that references into the department number on TriKey 2nd. When I try to put a record into TriKey 2 that does not match a department number in TriKey 2nd, I got a violation error because the parent key was not found. In other words, there was no prime key for department 15 in the TriKey 2nd table, so I could not put in the foreign key. Okay, so breaking that down. What a foreign key does is lets me link into another table. So I have a table called TriKey 2nd. And it has a department number and a department name. And then I have a table called TriKey2, apparently, which we haven't created yet. And it has an ID number, a name, and a department number. Okay, so ID number is the primary key over there. Department number is the primary key on TriKey 2nd. Okay, so those are the keys. Now, I'm going to make a report, and I want to link over here to get the department name. Okay, so I want to link in over there to get a department name. And that makes this a foreign key, because it is linking in to another table, and it links to the primary key in that other table. Okay, it links to the primary key in that other table, and then I can access the department name. So if I have over here, the one that we put in there was 12 and information systems. And if I have over here, I don't remember what I'm putting in. Let's see if I can see down there. No, not really. But let's say I put in person 111 was John Doe, and they were department 12. Well, when I do the link, I'm successful. because department 12 is over there on that tape, second table, the tri-key sync table. If I have 112, Amy French, and she is department 15, I can't to successfully link in and get a department for her, because this is an error since there is no department 15 in Tri-Key Sync, Tri-Key Second, or whatever it is. There's no 15 there, so it generates an error. I can't link in there because there's nothing to link to. Okay. And some of this, you know, that will then catch the fact that I don't want to have that, be able to add that record. Okay. So what we're going to do is now follow this through and hopefully get through at least this part today. Okay, so I'm saying create table try key 2, and I haven't created this before. And this has an ID number that is a 3-digit number in this case, for some reason. And the constraint I am putting this is an ID NO try 2 primary key. And it is a primary key. Okay. And then I'm putting the name, which is a varchar 2, and is 20. And I am putting the department number, which is a number of 2 characters. And the constraint to set it up as a foreign key is department number, try to, foreign key, and I use the word references, try key second, department, yeah, if I can get that right, department number. Okay, do I have all of the parentheses that I need? No, obviously. Or I have something wrong at least. Missing right parenthesis, of course. Okay, edit. Where am I missing a parenthesis? I've got that. Two.
Mine work.
Mine work too.
And yours looks like mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You
spelled constraint wrong.
You're right.
Oh, look at
that. I need an R there, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was nasty that it told me the wrong problem. Because it claimed that I was missing a right, although it did put the asterisk under constraint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the table has now been created. Okay, so that means it links to TriSync 2. And if we look again at TriSync 2, select asterisk from Tri Key SNC, or that one. Again, I have a spelling problem.
Missed the R.
Yep, I don't like R's apparently today. Okay, so I've got 12 there. So down below here, I'm doing an insert into try key 2, which has no records at this point. Values 111, Gary Tyler, and department 15. And it tells me that the parent key was not found. Okay? I violated it and the parent key was not found. In other words, it didn't have a Department 15. So, I can fix this one of two ways. I decided to fix it by going in and changing it to a 12, since I knew it was there. But the other way I could have fixed it was to change, go in and add a record for Department 15 and make a Department 15 record. Okay, so I now made Gary a Department 12 and the row was created. Okay, but I couldn't do the insert with the 15 because it checked, because I said I had a constraint on here that it had to be able to reference the department number on the table. That was a constraint. So as I was building TriKey 2, I put up this constraint that says when you enter a department number, it has a constraint associated with it. It has to be able to reference the department number on TriKey Sync. And if it can't, then it's going to get an error. Okay. Questions?
So when you're doing constraints, so far it looks like all the examples have been when you're doing create table. If you want to add constraints after the table's been created, you
can... Yeah, we're going to get there.
Alter.
Well, no, actually, there's a load of different kind of, yes. Yeah. There's a bunch of different ways we can do in there. And we're doing an alter actually down here where we're adding one, but we're also adding a field. Okay, so this one is, and this one, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But this one is basically saying, I want to alter the table TriKey 2, and I want to add a pay code field. And the constraint is that when I add this field, it can't be null. And I try to do that, and it comes back and yells at me and says, you can't do that because I already have something on that table. Okay, I just put a record into that table. So now if I go and say alter table TriKey 2 and I say add pay code a character of 2 and the constraint on that field that I want to add is pay code NN, I put for not null, is not null. And it comes back and says table must be empty to add a mandatory not null field. Okay. So then what I did is I emptied out the table and it let me add it, and I don't think I particularly want to empty out the table, but, you know, if I emptied out the table, then I was able to do the alter. And then I tried to insert something into TriKey 2, and it gave me the null problem. So I emptied out TriKey 2. I then went and put in the constraint. And then I tried to do an add into that table that now has the not null constraint. And if it hadn't had the not null constraint, this would have been fine because I said put in the ID number, the name, and the department number. And I gave the information for that. But it's not going to let me put that in because pay code can't be null. And I'm trying to add an ID, a name, and a department number without adding a pay code. And it's saying, uh-uh, you can't do that. Pay code can't be null. So if you want to do that, go ahead and do it. And play around with it. But that one's the next one. Okay, I am making one more table. You're going to be very good at making tables by the end of today. So I'm saying create table, name, address 1. And I call them ID number, name, address is a number of 3. And last name, address is a Bear Care 2 for 12. And first name, address is a Bear Care 2 of 10. And salary is a number 8, 2. And N pay code, and I have no idea why I decided not to put the underscore NA on that one, but I did. Actually, I'm giving myself 2 credit. I'm sure I didn't think about it. Okay, so I've now created this. So now I want to put on some indexes. And I told you up here, I want to index the table, so I'm creating 3 indexes. 1 is on ID, 1 is on last and first, and another is on salary. This is done with create index. If you decide you don't want to have an index, you can do it. You can do a drop index. So if I want to get rid of it, I can do a drop index. So I'm going to go down and do those creates. And that's what I said when you were asking about the Alta. Yes, Alta gets involved, but there's also this neat little create thing that can also be used. So I'm doing a create index, and I'm calling it ID number index on the name address table. And it is ID number name address. And the index has been created. Okay. And then I said, okay, now the next one I wanted to create an index. And this one is going to be called name index. And it is on 2 fields. Last name, comma, first name. So I'm indexing on the combination. And that created that index. So what I wanted to do is if I typed in the person's last name and the first name, I want to be able to have an index that was going to order things by last name and first name, and I can find it that way. And then the last one is simply a salary. So I said create index sal index on name address. And this one I decided, name address 1, This one I decided I wanted it to be descending. So it created another index. Okay, so now if I do a DESC of name, address, 1, you can see index is not a primary key. So it hasn't got the primary key there. However, a primary key is an index. Okay? An index can be done on any field. So an index doesn't mean I've made a primary key. But when I make a primary key, it is an index. Okay. So now I'm going to drop the index, ID number index. Okay, so that index has been dropped. And then I'm going to go in and turn it into a primary key. So I said alter the table name address 1. Add a primary key, and that primary key I'm adding should be ID number NA. And it says table altered, and now if I do a DESC of name address 1, you can see that I now have a primary key on that table. The not null has been put there, and I've got a primary key on that table.
Is the name of the primary key ID no underscore NA?
That's not the name that I put in. I don't have a constraint name. So actually, that's a good point. What was it when I wanted to get it to list the constraints?
Constraint name, constraint type.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, select constraint name, constraint type from user constraints. Okay, so let's select constraint name, constraint type from user constraints, where table name, was that underscore like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Equals, and what's the table name we're doing here? Name address 1.
And that has to be capitalized?
Yes, I believe it does. You can try it without. Constraint name is not the valid thing. Constraint, that's because I can't spell. Constraint. Yes. I flunked fifth grade for spelling, in case I haven't told you that before. And it's been all downhill ever since. Okay, so it made the name for me for the primary key, which is SYSC0010906. Okay, so if I don't give it a constraint name, then it goes and adds one in. So that's the constraint name, and I can see it is because it has the P under it, so I know that that's the constraint name that it made for the primary key. Now, on the next one going down, I have I was trying to add a foreign key. So I said alter table name address 1, add, and I believe I can say here constraint. Let's see, the constraint is going to be on K code. So N, pay code, underscore foreign key, foreign key. And I'm not positive I've got the syntax right, so we may add foreign key, N, pay code. References pay one. And I'm going to get an error there. So this was probably not a good time to experiment. Table of view does not exist. Okay? So I am trying to set up a foreign key, but I tried to set up a foreign key into pay one. And despite all of the tables I've created, I have not created pay one. So that means that I have to come down here and say, create table pay one, and it's going to be pay code, which is a number of two, and job name, which is a VARECARE 2 for 15. Another table created, and then I want to go in here and say alter table pay one, add constraint, and this is where we'll try it, pay code, primary key. I don't usually do this. I've got to stop and make sure that this actually is going to work. Yeah, the table altered. So now if I do that lovely user constraints one, which was what? Select constraint, name, constraint, type, from user constraints, where table name equals pay one. And there's pay code PK. So when I did that, let me put the constraint in. So, you know, if I did the alter and I just said alter table pay one add primary key, then it made up a constraint name. But in this one, when I added in the constraint name, it was happy and I managed to get the syntax right. So now I want to go down and add that foreign key one in. So I'm saying alter table name address one, add constraint, and the constraint I want on that one is what? Actually it doesn't matter. I can make up any name. So constraint, what's the name of the field and name address? N pay code. Underscore FK. Foreign key. N pay code. References pay one. Missing keyword.
References with an S.
Thank you. Told you I couldn't spell. Okay, so the table is altered. and it now references pay one. Okay. So I've altered the table now, and I've put a foreign key on it. And by adding the constraint name, okay, if you look at it, this constraint name is optional. On my example, I just hit add foreign key, okay, and it would have made up its own constraint name. But if you want the constraint name, I added this in right there, okay, so I added, and this means you pick the constraint name. If you don't put that in, it makes up a constraint name for you. Okay. So I said add, and then I said constraint, and gave it a name. And then I said foreign key, and I tell it the field on the table, name address 1, that is the foreign key. Okay, so the key on the table is MPayCode. That's the one I want to link. And I want to link MPayCode into pay one. And I don't have to tell what field I am going to link to in pay one because it links to the primary key. Okay, it links to the primary key. So I don't have to tell it what field there. It will link to the primary key. It takes longer when we all do it. But I hope this made some sense. Rather than just listening to me, I hope it made some sense doing it. And we will continue on with keys and all that good stuff on Thursday. My goal is to get that done this week, and then next week we will start PLSQL, which is the programming language for Oracle's SQL. The problem with a select is you have to express it all in one statement, even though you have subqueries and everything else. And a select goes and gets the groups. It doesn't let you examine the records one record at a time. And when you get into the programming language, it gives you the power to process the records one record at a time and make decisions about individual records, as opposed to the more big picture that you get when you use the select. Okay. We are done.
Seems like it'd be nice if it specified what was a foreign key and what was a primary key and all that right when you describe the table.
Yes, it does. I think that would be very nice, too. However, we weren't invited to that wonderful conference.
If you don't specify the name of the constraint and you put in an SQL that conflicts with it, the error message, I'm assuming, is just going to give you that weird...
Exactly.
...defined name.
Yeah, so if you're a control freak, you definitely want to use constraints.
Yeah.
If you're, then you can learn to live with the SYS, whatever number it comes out with.
Yeah.
Okay.
It make it difficult to know what the error is.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a lot. Well, no, it usually gives you a phrase about the error, too.
Yeah.
But it does work better.
Mm-hmm.